Let's
it's do. Time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hello.
I gave you a big challenge last week, which I'm very impressed that you stepped up to it. You said, "I love doing the show so much, and I respect you as a broadcaster so much, Mike. I'm gonna do this."
I would never say that, but. Yep. I can feel it.
It's actions more than words.
Actions speak so much louder than words. And I watched 10 episodes of The Handmaid's Tale, so I'm on season 2, episode 4.
Lesson did you do that all in one stint?
No, two stints. I did like 5 hours yesterday and then like 5 hours the other
that
before
that.
Great. Yeah.
Good on you, Sam.
Because I first started watching it and I got up to episode 4 and I kind of just fell out of it because I'm a binger and it was doing the weekly thing and I can't do the weekly thing. I'm too impatient.
You mean it was sort of doling it out on it?
I was watching it weekly.
You couldn't watch any more than that. You literally couldn't. Yeah, I know what
I'm
saying.
I was just like, oh, I want to binge it. So now I'm back and I'm hooked again and I'm happy about it. I'm happy I came back.
The reason I asked Sam to do is because I recently become I'm sitting there salivating over the thing. Every I'm looking, sitting watching it. At the end of it, I walk around the house going, genius television, art. Oh, seriously, I'm really seriously, really fallen for it, and I really dig it. And I did, like you, was dismissive initially, and just goes to show sometimes you can be a dick and just shut up and just go back and have another look.
Well, and you can always admit your fault to be like, oh, whoops, I should have given it another try, and I did, and I'm really happy. And like this thing's got like the best reviews out the fucking wazoo. Like it's just it deserves the reviews it's got, and like the acting. Just that main character, Offred June, played by Elizabeth Moss, she's got my heart. Like every time she looks deep into that camera.
Which is about this is the other thing I was gonna bring up. That the first season, I haven't really noticed as much since, but first season, 60% of the shots, I think, were close ups of her face.
Yeah.
Like a really huge amount of the show, and it was mesmerizing. She's an amazing, amazing actor.
So emotive.
I mean, Scientologist, which really does my head in.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
She's amazing. She's phenomenal. Her acting phenomenal, and I'll put her up against any other actor in the whole of the universe.
Yeah.
Not just Earth.
And like, I mean, I also love that she's not conventionally good looking and that she's like, that's the whole point of her character. And like, I just love the contrast they do with her and all these different women from different walks of life and stuff, and the complexity of the characters. Like Aunt Lydia, is it Aunt Lydia?
Yeah, who's sort of like the... So do we need to explain the story for people?
Oh, yeah,
this is a hard thing to do. Maybe I just tried to do this the other day and just...
It's a dystopian future view of America where conservative values and Christianity have kind of taken over, but it's like militarized Christianity, and they've...
Yeah, it's less racial and more... It's all about the fact that there's a lot more women are... There's a lot less babies being born.
Yeah, there's so much infertility
in the
world.
Alarming amount of infertility around, and so women, the concept is that...
Any woman with a viable uterus and ovaries is paired with a richer family, and the husband then tries to create a baby with her once a month for her to give to the family later on. It's like this warped, twisted thing where like they have this like freedom in quotation marks where they can walk around and buy fruit and stuff, but they are like in such servitude.
There's no freedom. There's a really great scene in that first series. The person I was watching it with said, look, when there's rubbish trucks going down the road and everyone's sort of out in the street, and she goes, look, they're taking all the colour away.
Yeah, and they're throwing out all the kids' toys. And
And then you suddenly realise, well, I've been watching this whole 7 or 8 episodes of the show, which essentially teal, crimson, black and white.
Yeah, teal, crimson, black and white. And like a khaki for the aunties. It's so visually like... telling, like there's just like you could watch it and take a still from it and be art. Like
every single shot, this is what I'm saying. So you just don't sound like me at the end of it.
Yeah.
Did you know much about the story before that?
No.
It's a book. Everyone, it's one of those classic. Oh, I should read the book.
I didn't want to read the book because I feel like I was so in depth with the TV show and I was like, it would probably just like ruin it for like. I didn't want to spoil myself watching this TV show.
I was so in admiration of Elizabeth Moss's performance. I didn't want her to feel like I'd just gone and just gone straight to the book.
I don't want to
imagine any other person than her doing it.
And it just touches on so many good themes, like
freaky themes. Actually, well, it gets a little bit relevant, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the author said that everything that happens in the show has happened once in history to women. So like, there's so much disgusting behavior that happens, but she has taken it all from history. So like,
that's crazy.
Women getting there.
So none of it's improbable.
No, it's all happened, and it all could happen. Like the thing is, it's kind of scarily relevant. Like, there's some stuff in the second season where they start, like, the gay professors have to start hiding their identities and their gay families and stuff, and they invalidate some marriages, and it's like, this stuff is happening now, and that stuff could happen again under, like, the Trump administration.
Yeah, and people are suddenly en masse trying to leave America for the safety of Canada and all that sort of stuff, which is like a lot of countries around Europe and you know, Africa, like, and stuff.
And it's just, I don't know, there's so much to talk about with this show that's kind of scarily, like, there's so many cool themes and so many cool topics to talk about. But I really love the analogy between abortion laws in the United States and the woman in the show. Like, they have no control over their fertility and what they do.
Yeah,
they
basically a surrogate for the richer couple.
Yeah.
who they've been allocated to. Oh. They give birth and then they hang around for a little bit and then they're moved on.
And like, they cut out their eyes if they misbehave, or cut off their hands, or like mutilate
them.
A lot of hangings. So many hangings. Yeah, yeah. And like, so June, the main character, she's called Offred. And it means of Fred. Like, so she is just the handmaid of Fred, which is so bizarre to me. Like, they lose all identity, and it's just so dehumanizing. And I'm like, if you really wanted to, like, repopulate the earth, just, like, be nice to them, maybe, and, like, you could just do it in, like, a nicer way. Like
yeah, but I mean, that means you don't get to utilize any position of power and tell people what to do. And
well, that's what's going on.
Puny and fertile. Okay, someone say here, closest TV series to the book I've ever seen. Read the book, it's worth it. There you go, good call, thank you.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. That's so good to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no 60-minute long shots of her face just staring at the camera in the book, but
it blows me. Like, even like, so it's up to episode, which I thought was the final episode, season 2, episode 10 last week.
Really?
So Thursday will be episode 11.
Oh, it's still going?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I thought it finished. It hasn't finished.
I just want to binge it.
But I'm amazed still, even that many, you know, a massive season, and then we're at the tail end of another massive season, and there's still a new look. She'll still bust out a new look or a new face, or I'll just go, oh, you're good. Wow, that's amazing, you know?
I was loving the beginning of season 2, which I won't spoil, but, like, some stuff is happening at the beginning, end of season 2 that I really, really enjoyed, because it kind of, like,
Serena season.
It just kind of contrasted the first season really well. Like, I find shows that are dark, over and over and over really hard to watch, because you need some light to bring it up and bring some brevity to the actual show. And that's what season 2 starts to do, which I really, really liked. But then again, it just wallops you again with, like, this is how sad this life is.
Hmm. But, you know, like all good telly, peaks and troughs. And I'm very impressed that you went to all that effort. Thank you very much, Sam. I think we could, I could sit there and just crap on about this TV show for ages at the moment. And it's a polite reminder that you don't always get from a show what you see the first time around.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think there's a lesson there for all of us BFM listeners. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Do you know what you're going to do next week, or are you?
I think we're on to movie month next week, aren't we?
Oh,
I don't know if I'm even
we
here
are,
next week.
Are we? Oh.
So, yeah, I might not be here
step
for like
aside.
5 weeks,
yeah,
guys. Okay. But miss me, text in, say hello.
Watch TV. Bye.
I'll watch TV while I'm gone.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you, Sam. Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Travel well, Sam.